Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. Alice came to a fork in the road, and there was a sign pointing in two directions, but she didn't recognize any other place she could go, and on top of the sign was the Cheshire Cat. So Alice walked up to the cat and asked, which way should I go? To which the Cheshire Cat replied, where do you want to go? Alice said, I don't know where I want to go. To which the Cheshire Cat said, well, then it doesn't matter if you go left or right, because you don't know where you want to go either way. So there is actually a very profound message, like in this children's story, because this goes for all of us. If you do not know where you want to go, then you will never know what choices you need to make. And this goes especially in parenting. And I mean, I'm not here to propose that parenting is a very clear-cut, makeable, you know, you decide where your kids go and then they go exactly there, because that is a recipe for a lot of sadness in your life. But it does help to have like a compass, a direction you want to head in. And, you know, within that, your kids will become themselves. Like your kids will develop themselves in the way they want to develop themselves. But you can steer them in a direction. You can influence them in a positive way. And the earlier you start, the more, you know, progress you're going to make. But you cannot have like 25 goals at the same time. Because, you know, if you want your kid to have the highest grade and be the happiest and be completely, you know, obedient, but be very creative and very sportsy and, you know, quiet and, you know, very peaceful, but at the same time, enthusiastic and active, like it's almost impossible to be all these things. And apart from the fact that your kid has, you know, their own personality and their own, you know, qualities, you can, you know, be like a gardener. You can, you know, maybe cut some weeds in the garden. You can, you know, water some of the plants more than others and maybe even put some fertilizer on it. And that way you cannot shape the, you know, the garden in one go, but you can influence its development. But to do that, you need to know where you want to go. And you need to keep going in the same direction. So one of the things I often will advise is pick a maximum of three things that are important to you. Three things that will be kind of like your compass heading for what you think is important. Because almost any parent, even a parent that believes that your kids should develop themselves exactly the way they should develop themselves, that's still a compass heading. That's still a guideline that you can use in deciding what to do. So, and one thing I add, you can pick three because that's kind of like easier to remember. And, you know, it's too easy to remember for your kids so they don't get like feedback to go all over the place. Unless you have two things that are contradictory to each other, then you can have two. If you want to have somebody to be very, very creative and at the same time very disciplined, then you don't get a third one. So that's actually an interesting question. Like, what is important to you? And if you're parenting with somebody else, you know, then do you have the same things that are important? And you don't always necessarily need to have all exactly the same things, but it does help if you're kind of aligned. So especially, you know, with a couple, if two people are raising a kid together, then I will usually advise, you know, pick one for yourself. The other person gets to pick one for themselves and you pick one together. So you're kind of going in the same direction. And there's no right or wrong here. I mean, some people value, you know, discipline or politeness. Others, you know, will value creativity and expression. And some will, you know, invite people, kids to make all their own choices and be very, very self-dependent. Others will say, no, part of life is, you know, adhering to the rules that other people set for you. So what things are important to you? That is actually a very interesting question to answer. And the more consciously you can answer your question, the better the answer the Cheshire Cat will be. Because when you come to a crossroad and the Cheshire Cat asks you, where do you want to go? If you have an answer, then he might be able to help you to tell you where to go. And this is one of the first things we do in our long-term program while we work together for months or years with parents, is asking that question, what is important to you and how can we help you get there? But if you don't know what you want to do, then you're already there. Because, you know, then any place goes. So what is important to you in terms of parenting? And then you can ask the question, how am I going to get there? If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.